Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This news breaking during our program this morning. Jussie Smollett has turned himself into authorities. Ryan Burrow joins us. Ryan, can you tell us what time did he turn himself in today?
It was just after 5 o'clock in the morning central time, according to police. He was brought here where I'm at, Chicago Police Area Central Headquarters. And at this point, he is being read a summary of what police have as far as this investigation goes. One felony charge of disorderly conduct being brought against him for allegedly filing a false police report. That's a class 4 felony, and it is punishable by up to 1 to 3 years in prison. It could also lead to probation. We don't exactly know which direction prosecutors will go as they continue to pursue this case. Prosecutors alleging that he staged that homophobic racist attack, either that it didn't happen or that he staged it in one form or another purposely. He's being fingerprinted and photographed. He'll eventually be transferred over to court, where there's a bond hearing scheduled for later this afternoon. It says 1:30 Central Time, but they pretty much lump everyone together, so it doesn't necessarily mean that it'll happen right away. And Chicago police actually planning to hold their first press conference on the investigation and arrest later this morning, so we'll actually be able to hear a police officer or some kind of police spokesperson walk up to the microphones and talk about this case firsthand.
Ryan, you've been following this. How did this investigation turn? I mean, just in the last couple of days?
Yeah, it really did, and it was based on the statements made by the two men who apparently know Jussie. These two men were taken into police custody 1 week ago. On a Wednesday, they flew back, and police were waiting for them at the airport. Police believing that these were the men identified in that surveillance footage near the area. They knew who it was based on ride-sharing records, so when they arrived back on plane in Chicago on Wednesday, police were waiting for them. They raided their home, and during these interrogations, the men told police that they helped him stage this attack. He was angry. Jussie Smollett was apparently, allegedly, according to these men, angry that a threatening letter sent to the Empire Studio wasn't taken seriously enough, and he paid them, according to these men, to stage this attack.
Ryan, when the police give that update later this morning, are we expecting to hear any sort of motive?
You know, we don't know. That's something that they've been very hesitant to publicly state. But that being said, with prosecutors obviously having their case together and a grand jury convening, hopefully we'll have some more hard documentation rather than just, you know, sources and little statements here and there. So hopefully we'll get a little bit more.
All right, we'll be listening today. That's Ryan Burrow joining us live on the arrest of Jussie Smollett in Chicago this morning.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.